All right, folks, it is that time of the week again to hear my gums a-yapping. For all y'all don't know, this is the Kayak Fishing Radio Mid-Atlantic Show. I am your host, Mark. See if it'll work. Come on, work, damn it. Really? It's not working.
Nah,
it doesn't want to work. That's right, Mark, you can't touch this landing crew wheeler. Little trade up there. This whole thing's working weird today. And yeah, folks, this is the Kayak Fishing Radio Midnight Show, and now nothing wants to work right. Gotta let it finish. It's like the neighbor's dog; it won't get off your leg. You just gotta let him finish. So, folks, we got a great show tonight. We have an awesome special guest who has some awesome stuff and a great website to boot. And for folks, you can always call in, and that is. Our guest call-in number is 714-816-4727, or you can Skype. Unfortunately, we haven't put the Skype button on the website yet, so you'd have to go to Blog Talk Radio to Skype. It's going to be a pain in your butt, and we apologize for that. I think Chip needs a little nudging from the masses to get him to get Mark Watanabe to get it on there. So let's get on with it, folks. Like I said, we have a great special guest in Mr. Greg Poole with GarbageMen.com and Team Garbage Fish. Come on. There it is. What's going on, Greg?
Hey, Mark.
We got
things going
on.
Thanks for having me on. I appreciate it.
Yeah, man. Absolute pleasure. And then we have an area code 603. That must be Mr. Greg Hammerhead Crisp. We're going to call Hammerhead Hammerhead this week instead of just Greg. We got to give him a little, hang on. With the...
Oh, no.
Hang on. Come on. There you go. The real music, because I think Greg's the only one out here who's been fishing lately. Or Hammerhead.
How you doing, Mark?
Doing good, man. How you doing? I'm in a great
pretty good.
Man. I'm doing some. I'm playing with the new soundbite I have. Thank you to all the other hosts who are not lazy enough to put new soundbites on here. Let's see here. You like my the can't touch this one, huh?
Yeah. Evidently, I've picked up that as my theme song now.
I'm gonna find the Jaws theme, you know, the dung 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 thing. So, but in the chat rooms, let everyone know we have LGB and two guests. Guests, please call in. Let me know who you are and what you're doing, and talk to Greg Poole. All right, Greg, I had to finish all the introductions and everything. So what's going on, man?
How are you, Mark?
Doing good.
Just waiting to finish off some work this week so I can get out and do some fishing next week, some garbage fishing.
There you go, man. There you go. So everyone's going garbage fish. So you're like going out and grabbing garbage? Tell me about your website, man. And what y'all do.
The website speaks for itself. I mean, we have everything on there from video on how to clean dogfish, skate, sea robin, to some great recipes, some really good recipes. Put a lot of time into the presentation and trying different, you know, sautéing, deep frying, broiling. And I got to tell you, some of the best fish I've ever eaten, and I know that sounds ridiculous. We've done a bunch of fish fries, and the feedback that we've received has been, shocking. People just stare at you like, what am I eating? But what we're really doing is just targeting fish that are considered garbage. I mean, on the East Coast, but definitely New Jersey.
Yeah.
And it's really remarkable. I mean, Wegmans at this point is actually, you know, you can go in there at any point and see skate. I think it was last,
awesome.
It was $6.99 a pound.
Wow. Now,
yeah.
I do have a gripe with you. You have blowfish, pufferfish, someone's at my door. Sorry. On there.
Right.
I tell you, man. That's not a garbage fish. That is delicious.
Not a garbage fish. That is delicious. That is delicious, and it's making a comeback. But you know, it's one of those fish that a lot of people they shy away from when it comes time to clean. And I guess we just kind of incorporated it into our garbage fish scene because it's a little tricky to clean until you do it a few times.
Oh man, I remember growing up as a kid out in Long Island, you know, catching a bucket full of puffers, man, and taking them home and have my dad clean them, and I would help him. You know, and, you know, one of the easiest, that's the first fish I learned how to clean, was puffers, you know.
Okay.
And their simplicity, in my eyes at least, you know. But, you know, putting them little pieces of drumstick fishy goodness on the grill. And
Oh,
you know,
man. It's like a,
now
like a
I do
wing.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Especially if you get real big ones, it's more like a drumstick.
Okay.
Now I've gotten good at removing the center bone. Taking a piece
right.
of jalapeno, stuffing it in there, wrapping it in bacon. Ooh. Ooh. Yeah.
Well, post that. That's a good one.
Oh, yeah. man, you haven't... Man, that's so good to make your lips smack your forehead, man. Oh.
It's good stuff. We mix them with, you know, standard hot wing sauce, you know, like Frank's hot wing sauce, butter, chopped onion, jalapeno, dice it up. And we'll deep fry them and splash them in sauce and dip them in blue cheese. You think you're eating wings. It's
oh,
delicious.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. So how did the garbage fish thing start with you guys?
Oh, it started as a goof. We try not to take it too seriously. And we're fluke fishermen. And we love fishing the bay. We love fishing. We mostly fish out of Barnegat Inlet, New Jersey. And, you know, we work that area on our days off. We save up our money for gas, ice, bait, beer, everything. And, you know, you put all this time and effort in, just like all fishermen do. And we were just coming up with a steady pick of skate and sea robin and dogfish. And
right.
the restrictions that we were coming up with that were being imposed on us with the fluke, everyone knows about, is just it's out of control. And it's very hard to bring home fluke and feel like you got your money's worth for a day's fishing.
Yeah.
And we said, well, you know, this is funny. We would catch, you know, 4 skate today, 5 skate. We caught 6 sea robins. And we're like, oh, we'll start something with, call it garbage fish. It's all we ever catch. And we laughed about it for a few years and then started talking more and more. And Brian got busy on his computer and start throwing it out there. We did some fishing shows, and it's been fun. We just try to have fun with the whole thing.
Cool, man.
And so far, it's been nothing but fun, man.
Yeah, sea robin's another one of those where I remember as a kid growing up, you know, again, Long Island Sound or out at Montauk,
right.
you know, catching a buttload of them and all the old-timers, you know, the guys that lived through
That's
the Depression,
right.
you know.
That's right.
They're like, don't throw that away. Give it here. And they clean them up, and next thing you know, I'm eating sea robin and, you know, another one of those, you know, smack your pappy kind of meals. But,
oh, yeah.
You know.
And it's, you know, you look back on harder times, which we're now approaching, it seems like, or we're in, and people are starting to get hooked on this. They're starting to actually, you know, talk a lot more about it and saying, you know, I've tried that. It's too hard to clean. And let's go to our website. Complete video on how to do it step by step.
Oh, yeah.
And,
go ahead.
It's great. It's great food. I mean, I love skate. You know, once
oh, yeah.
you get over the fact that you're going to do a little bit more work to clean it, it's really not hard. It's like anything. You do it a few times, get the right tools, and a nice pair of pliers. You can pull the skin off. And once you're set up to clean fish and you're getting blood on your hands and everything, it's another step, that's all.
Oh, of course. Of course. You know, I remember back as a kid, and you know, in the 80s, ray dozing. I don't know if you guys did that in Jersey, going out to the big.
What was that?
Ray dozing, going out to the big rays on the beach.
Mm-hmm.
I think they were the bat rays, the big black ones. I can remember as a kid, or you know what, they just might be just regular rays. You know, catching these massive 6-foot wingspan rays off the beach. I had to find some old pictures and post them up on the Facebook page. But, yeah, I mean, I remember eating Ray for 3 or 4 weeks You know,
yeah, they're prehistoric looking. They're great. I mean, to pull up something that big, I mean, I have kids now, and to take them out garbage fishing is like they'd rather do that than, you know, spend the day chasing after fluke and coming up short. I mean, to pull up a big ray or a skate, they're thrilled.
Oh, yeah. And I'm going to warn you, man, once you get past, like, Delaware,
right,
fluke down south, down here in Virginia and farther south, everyone calls them flounder. The same damn thing.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Which fluke flounder, okay.
It confused the hell out of me, because I'm used to catching winter flounder and fluke.
Yeah.
Two completely different things.
Right.
But everything down here, it's flounder. Everything's a flounder.
Tastes the same to me. Filet's
exactly
the same.
What's going to make you cry is we had a show on Monday night where they were talking about flounder down in Florida. You know what their limits
right
are?
What is it?
It's their limits are 12 inches, and you can keep 10 of them.
God. Are you kidding me?
God's honest truth. When I heard
unbelievable
that, I about turned inside out, man. Because down here in Virginia, we can keep, they have to be 17 and a half, and you can keep 4.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow, yeah.
And that's actually going down from
last
year.
Well, that's why the garbage fishing just makes sense. I mean, it's a lot of fun. I mean, especially with kids, you're going out, you're catching fish, you're bringing them on, you're going through the process of cleaning them, and you put it on the table. And I'm telling you, you got to get people to go to this website, garbagefish.com. I mean, it is it's. Any way you want to prepare it, we've done it. We've had recipes. And if you have a better idea, send it in.
Oh, yeah.
We'll post it. I mean, it's just...
Well, I do have to say that the last pin-up you guys had for this last month was definitely not your best one. Definitely not your best one.
Well, they come and go, but we put a lot of time
I should have given a pre-warning. If you're sitting at work right now, it is not the time to be looking at that section.
Yeah.
Not saying that it's rude or vulgar. It's just that
right,
you don't want to throw up on your computer keyboard. Just saying.
Yeah, absolutely. But
you logged in. Awesome, man.
Yeah, thanks, man.
I see everything. Cool.
Cool, dude.
But yeah, you can see who's all on there. We have Hammerhead, Greg Crisp. He's actually on the line. Say hello, Hammerhead.
Hey, Amrad.
How you doing?
How you doing? Good.
And then we have Mr. LGB down in Carolina. And Ghost, who I think is also down in Carolina.
All right.
You're on hold. What do you mean, Tommy? Didn't work out? What'd you type in? Is that you? Or is that Brian? If it's Brian, I'll prank call him.
Might be Brian. I didn't type in.
Because I actually got a garbage fish.
That's Brian.
Okay. What's his number? Or you know what?
You could reach him. Yeah.
You have my number? Text me his number so we don't have to tell people over the air. Unless you want people just to prank call him all throughout the night and during the day and every waking minute, but I guess that's
yeah.
Weird.
I don't know if he'd go for that. I don't know.
Just text me his number. We'll give Brian a call. And Brian, you already know we're calling, so you better answer. We'll find you.
Hey, before I forget,
go ahead.
I want to do a shout out to the Reclaim the Bay guys. We like those guys over there. They're doing a great job planting clams, baby seedling clams, and restocking the bay. They put a lot of time and a lot of effort in, a lot of work. We try to donate anything we can get and get to them and give those guys a boost because they work real hard over there.
Do they have a website?
Yeah, reclaimthebay.com.
Makes it easy.
They
all
do
right,
a
folks.
Great job. They do
you
a
heard
great
it.
Job over there.
Yeah, support the reclaim in the bay because everyone likes a good clam. I know I
and,
do.
And listen. and the skate, the sea robin, and the dogfish. I mean, they're eating the clams. They're eating the baby fluke. They're eating the species that we target
yep.
on an everyday basis. And you know, why not eat them? That's our philosophy.
Exactly.
They
I mean, we have the same problem down. We have the same problem down here in Virginia in the Chesapeake Bay with the cow nose rays eating
right.
the crabs, eating the oysters, you know, eating, you know, everything. So we've actually gotten a group of us together that actually go out in these inlets with the big sand flats and
right.
bowfish for them.
Oh, that sounds great.
On kayaks. You want to talk about
wow.
a pucker?
That'd be tough. See people
yeah.
go over? Get pulled over right into the water with those things, huh?
Yeah, it's pretty darn close. And Brian, for you to know, you can call in 714-816-4727. Again, that's 714-816-4727. Love to hear your wonderful voice.
Daddy.
Hey, buddy, go away. I mean, yeah, awesome stuff there, man. But now
new t-shirts and really cool t-shirts, man. Olive drab, really nice garbage fish t-shirts.
Yeah,
I actually
see
them on the website.
I think I'm gonna order on Friday a couple of the flags, the garbage fish flags.
Classic.
Oh yeah, the skate one. Oh, that's definitely going up on my local pier, man. We are known for our skates.
Yeah.
I heard through the grapevine, man, that you've got a bulletproof kayak. Talk about that, man. Tell me about it.
Oh, it came about like we were in college in an industrial tech department out in California, Cal State Long Beach, and we saw some canoe and kayak molds, and you know, the type of kayak you sit inside of. They're 17-foot molds, though. So we started writing letters. We just started writing letters to different companies, and the one company that bid was Hexcel Corporation, DuPont.
Okay.
And we said, you know, we'd love to do this. We have the molds. We have the facility, but we don't have any material. And 2 weeks later, we had an 18-wheeler back up to the school, and so we got a delivery here for Greg Poole, and opened the truck up, and it was 12-ounce Kevlar.
Wow.
Just rolls of it. And we laid it up. We made a half dozen of them, 17-footers. I still have mine today. It's actually down in Forked River at Brian's.
Cool.
Garbage Fish Headquarters. They're pretty
you
cool,
know,
yeah. We laid them out with epoxy resin and screwed a couple up. But we got better and better at it, and did some testing on them, dropped them off the building, departmental building, the engineer building, and smashed them into the concrete. And I got to say, they did hold up.
Awesome, man.
Did hold up, yeah. Cool stuff.
Yeah,
you never know what these corporations will do. At least, well, that was 15 years ago.
Yeah, I mean, nowadays, if you could make a bulletproof sit-on-top kayak, which is what 9 out of 10 kayak fishermen use, I guess you've seen, you know, those guys bobbing around out there in Jersey.
Oh yeah, I've done it. Yeah.
Yeah, that's some cool stuff there, man. I know I beat my kayak up. But if you hear dialing, that dialing sound is us trying to get a hold of someone. Hang on one second.
Somebody's calling in. Yeah.
Keep saying he's on hold. You need to press 1, Brian. It didn't go through. He didn't answer. What is this?
Didn't go through?
Didn't go through. I'll try again here a second. But yeah, I mean, I think that I was actually calling you.
Yeah, I think I rang. Yeah.
That wasn't supposed to be your number, dude. It was supposed to be Greg's.
Crazy.
So, never runs smoothly. So, yeah, man, that's a, you know, you ever fish out of it for the garbage fish out of your kayak, man?
You know, not really, man. Mostly in the springtime for blues, trolling for blues or something out there in the bay, but never really, you know, mostly off the surf or,
right.
You know, hitting the boats for garbage fish.
Well, I think
never
we're going
really
to have to get...
Never really for fishing for garbage fishing, but...
I think we're going to have to get a team kayak garbage fish set up and show
we
you
should.
All how it's done. Cause, you
we
know,
should.
We
follow
we
you
might,
guys out. We've got...
We may not move fast, but, you know, we can definitely tear up some fish.
Oh, no doubt. That kayak's
so.
Great. You can get into places that nobody can get into.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, that's the beauty of it.
Yeah. And, you know, most people don't understand how nice it is to go out and, you know, catch fish out of a kayak, especially, you know, I don't know if you heard about our big stripers down here in Virginia Beach, in the Bay Area, the mouth of the
oh,
Bay,
yeah.
Where we catch, you know, 50-pound stripers, you know, 5 or 6 of them at night.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it just, you want to talk
that's
about
amazing.
A fishery, man. That's where
amazing.
It's at, is down here. But we do it all out of kayaks. Running against old World War II ships, concrete ships
wow.
down in Kiptopeek.
Okay.
It's only about a 5-hour drive, 6-hour drive from where you're at. And man, you want to talk about you'd be sitting there and all you see is these little lights with these little kayakers all huddled up in the middle of December at night.
Wow.
And you can hear them zzz, hooked up. Wow. Oh, he's getting drug around the water and, you know, pulled up a big 50-pound striper. And, oh, yeah, man.
That's awesome. That is awesome.
So.
It's challenging.
But cool.
Yeah, that's cool. Yeah, that is cool.
So, you know, what's your favorite garbage fish, man? Let's talk about garbage
well,
fish.
Well, you know, I mean, when it comes to the garbage fishing, you know, you can also ultimately tell, you know, this isn't a fluke. I've got a skate on. You just know it. You can tell by the rod and how it's fluttering and how it's bending. And then you kind of get in the mindset like I'm gonna take a skate on right now, and it's just a matter of how big. You know, skate meat to me out of the sea robin and dogfish, skate's my favorite. Of course, it has to be the toughest to clean, but
right.
we've done a bunch of fish fries, and we've got really good feedback. People seem to be a little bit more interested in the sea robin. Because, like you said before, the old-timers, they basically grew up, you know, eating sea robin. A lot of them have. And it's nice to
right.
hear that. But when you talk about skate, you get that, ah, oh, come on. And then you put it on, and, you know, last one we did over in Forked River, we said, try this. And we put skate on there, and they were like, my God. Couldn't believe it. And they shake
oh.
their head at you like you're lying to them. But, you know, you instantly sell them on it. Fish tacos.
Cool.
Dogfish, awesome. You know, we had, I think the winner of this year's tournament, which is the month of July, was almost 18 pounds.
Wow, that's a big doggy, man.
Close to the state record, you know. It's a big doggy. I don't know what the state record is, actually. It's close, though. But, you know, it's a hell of a fish. As far as catching them, they're great. But we all know that that's fish and chips. And,
yep.
you know, over in Europe, I mean, that's what they use. So the three fish, my favorite, I would say the skate to eat. Toughest to clean. But, you know, once you get the hang of it, you basically lay them flat. You need a glove or a towel because their skin is obviously sharp and it's rough. Get a good grip on them, and you wing them out. You cut the wings off. There's a piece of cartilage that goes in the center of each wing. And
right.
like I said before, you put some pliers on it, you can peel it off. And the meat is it's textured, it's light, it's flaky, and it really goes well. It really goes good. Like I said, Wegmans, I saw it at Wegmans. And we go out on boats, and we have a bucket, and we ask people to put their skates in, and they look at us like we're crazy. Go to the website, try it out, test it out.
Definitely.
And, you know, we've converted a lot of people over the years. But it just started as a goof. It was just a fun thing to do And it's been a lot of fun. Still is, and I think we're just going to continue to do it until it's not any fun. So far, I don't see that coming in the future.
I think Brian is listening to the old show, because he said lobster-fied, and then he always wears his PFD, and I was like, going, wait a second, that was like last show. we don't have sea robins in mass down here, down south. But what we do have, and which is a crazy looking sucker, is the oyster toads. We call.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. They're gnarly looking, man. Yeah.
Have you eaten one?
I haven't. I haven't eaten an oyster toad. I've seen them, but they're pretty.
You're in
pretty
for a treat, man.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. I kept a couple the last trip I was out to the Chesapeake Bay Bridge Tunnel. And it was you got to watch out for the spines. And once,
right.
you know, I peeled them just like I would a blowfish.
Okay.
And gosh darn it, if it wasn't one of the, it tasted just a sweeter flounder or fluke.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, delicious, absolutely delicious. So now I've got a bag that I've rigged up so that way I can keep them in there, you know, and freak out the boaters.
Okay.
Look what I caught! You know, pull it up. And then, of course,
yeah,
they're going to motor away. And like, ha-ha. You're missing out.
Yeah, you're missing
out.
And that's the thing. The economy's it's getting tougher and tougher. And these fish are out there. You can still enjoy a great day of fishing. And you can come back with fish. And you can put it on the table. And you can have a fun time cooking it. And I hate to think people are passing this up. Just from what they've heard, because if you just take the next step, look on the website, we all know around the world they're eating this stuff. They've been eating it, and more pressure's put on different species, we're going to see things change, and we may be forced to eat garbage fish in the future. You know, it's getting tougher and tougher.
Oh yeah, so, I'm the same way, you know. I've seen, I remember as a kid growing up on Long Island, 14-inch minimum for flounder or fluke. That was in the early 90s. And now it's, 21 inches and you can keep one? Really?
Yeah, I was in Long Island visiting my sister-in-law, and we were out there in the Hamptons checking it out. And my brother-in-law was just carrying on about the regulations, and he's like, I honestly don't even want to go. That's how, 21 inches, it's like... And that's a shame to hear, I'm saying you can go out and catch garbage fish and you can still enjoy a great day. Because let's face it, that's what fishing's all about, at least for us. We like having fun. You know, the whole process of setting up for the trip, planning the trip, it's the trip. It's the trip itself. The fishing is great, but it's going out with your friends, having a good time, and it's nice to bring something back to the table. Well, it's getting harder and harder to do. So these garbage fish are great. And, you get your buddies there, you're cleaning fish, having a nice beverage afterwards. It's a good thing.
Oh, yeah, and that's, come on. I got a thing working here. The adult libation is a must after fishing, I do say. But another caller, and I have a feeling this is someone that is a first-time caller. Hello, first-time caller, 609. You're on the air.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, what's going on? Who is this?
This is Brian from GarbageFish.com. Partners with
Brian?
Greg Poole from GarbageFish.com. And
Brian?
Just a little
what's
bit.
What's up, buddy?
How you guys doing? I was actually just calling to make sure you got through, because I was on the online chat board, and I think I'm listening to an older show. Because I said you couldn't get in touch with us, but you did.
Yeah, that was last week. That was last week's show. This is this week's show. Welcome, Brian.
I think you were listening to
last week's show, Brian.
I am in good conversation about drinking water. I'm listening to I got all my hydrating tips, but so I'm on board with that. But this one's good. All right, so glad you guys got hooked up. I'm gonna let you chat, Nick, because I just want to listen in and enjoy the show.
All right.
Good,
well,
man.
I gotta ask, what's your whole? I know Brian, Paul, Greg. Damn, Greg is seems to be the brains behind everything. So
he's
what's your role in all this,
it.
Brian? Are you just
I tie the rigs mostly. See, we developed some special garbage fish rigs. High tech. You know, can't really reveal. We have some tips on the site that you can check out. But mostly that. I do provide recipes. I'm the chef.
Okay.
So these guys. Yeah. So we'll
all the pictures are presented and there's a lot of time put into them and Brian does a hell of a job.
Cool, man. Cool. I gave Greg a recipe for puffer, and I thought, you know, I was hearing him, you know, looking at the boat going, ooh, we need to go fishing now. So definitely try that one out there, Greg. Show Brian
I
up
will.
A little bit.
Get some jalapenos.
Oh, yeah. So cool, man. Cool. Great, you know, and I haven't mentioned this before or mentioned it earlier. Folks, I've been watching these guys. I read them in Saltwater Sportsman a few years back in the Garbage Fish Tournament, which they'll explain more in a little bit, you know, what they were doing. I was like, you know, the light bulb went off on top of my head. I was like, ding, you know, hey, dummy, that's a great idea. Wish them we'll throw that too. And, you know, I've been kind of following them, you know, here and there. Garbagefish.com, definitely check them out. I mean, you know, knowledge through taste buds is, you know, for something like that is just hands down the best way to do it. And you guys are doing it, you know. And I really hope that, you know, down the road, you know, Garbage Fish flags will be flying everywhere. We'll be wearing Garbage Fish shirts. And, you know, definitely going to be a cool thing. Definitely.
Third edition shirts are up right now. Really cool.
So, yeah, folks, definitely check them out. You know, garbagefish.com. So, Greg and Brian, explain to me the Garbage Fish tournament you guys have. And it was kind of different than most tournaments.
Well, wait, Greg, you want to take that?
I'll give it a shot. I mean, first thing about the tournament is, you know, it's $20, and
right.
We have jobs. You know, this isn't our job. This is we take our money, we donate it to reclaim the bay. I mean, this isn't something we plan on doing to, you know, go buy a 50-foot, you know, fishing boat. We just did it to have fun, and the tournament, we're trying to get more people aware of how easy this is, and you're out there anyway. You spent the money on fuel, you've spent the money on ice and bait, and you're going to catch these, and it's really not that complicated, as we all know, if you've been out there fishing for them, and we're just trying to get people involved and make them aware of what we're doing. The tournament's a month long. We just finished up. My website has all the postings. Hold on, Savannah. In the middle of talking about garbage fish. All right, well,
and folks, that's why Kayak Fishing Radio is so great.
Yeah, well, we all have those running around, don't we?
Oh,
put Savannah on. She's a good interview.
She is a good interview. She's a little annoyed with her brother right now. I don't know how good she'd be tonight.
Put her on. Oh, put her on. How old is she?
It's Savannah.
That's why we went for the Perception Savannah model, right, Greg?
Yeah.
Named after his daughter. That's a playboat we have in the back, but it's rigged for fishing.
There you go.
Kayak. She thinks we
named
it after her.
Oh, she's got the Perception. Oh, okay, yeah. I think we've got a couple guys on the website that we're on that own Perception casters and Savannahs and boats like that.
Yeah, we have a fleet out back here. That's one of our sit-in fishing models. But we're not that with the bulletproof one. We're not afraid to go against the grain.
Definitely. I mean, that's what kayak fishing is all about. You know, it was guys who had friends who had boats and sick and tired of their buddies going, "Well, I'm going fishing tonight, and you're gonna fish from the beach or from the pier." You know, screw all that noise, man. Now I got a kayak. Now I'm going out there and I'm catching more fish than you are. you know.
Well, that's you know, you guys get it with the kayak fishing is the same sort of thing we're doing with garbage fish. You know, you put all your time and money and energy and gotten off of work and played the weather. Now it's time to go fishing. So, you know, these garbage fish are there.
And your guys' tournaments the same way as pretty much every kayak fishing tournament out there. You know,
right?
Decently priced. You know, we're talking less than $100. You know, I think the most expensive one I was ever to was like $95, but that came with a bunch of stuff, freebies, and then every stinking proceed went to, you know, a lot of them do like Heroes on the Water, Casting for Recovery, Wounded Warrior Project, things like that.
That's great.
And, you know, you guys, I think kayak fishing and garbage fishing or garbage fish fishing are two in the same. And so do we have Miss Savannah ready to go on the air and embarrass herself in front of everyone, the masses?
Yeah, that'll humble her for the evening.
Hey, Savannah, do you want to go on a radio show and talk about garbage fish?
What?
You want to go on a radio show and talk about garbage fish?
Uh-huh.
Okay, you're on the radio.
Yeah.
Uncle Brian's there, too.
Hi.
Hi, sweetie.
Hi, my name's Savannah, and I love garbage fish. It's my favorite thing. I like it because I really want to go on a trip, and I really want to do the thingy, the cookout thing. So, yeah, I love garbage fish, especially my dad and my uncle's in it, and my
cool.
own neighbor. Yeah.
So she's probably a better fisher person than the rest of us, so she's, you know, we look up to her.
Oh, yeah,
yeah.
Definitely.
I'm good at fishing.
What'd you catch this year? Did you get any nice shad this year?
I'm a big skate.
Cool.
I'm better at the big fish than the small fish because I was at I think Northern Community and I was catching at my dad's camp and I only catched like a couple fish because I didn't know like. I'm better at catching bigger fish.
That's my girl.
Awesome.
Yeah.
She's going to teach me someday.
Oh, definitely.
Yeah.
Definitely.
We're getting there. Yeah, Savannah bagged some big shad.
Yep.
And she's usually high hook, right?
Oh, definitely.
Yep.
Awesome. So,
yep.
Savannah, do you know what this radio show is?
No.
Well, this is a kayak fishing radio show that is international.
Oh, cool.
We have people all over the world that listen through podcasts and everything else. So your dad already knows where to go. And you can play this for your friends. You know, I was on a radio show. Friends
cool.
can listen. Yeah.
Cool.
You can put it on the Wayne Dine Cool Guy, you know, iPhone touch camera thing. Yeah.
Oh, wow, that's awesome.
Yeah, definitely awesome.
Oh, that's really cool.
So you've got to do the shameless plug. Go, I love garbage fish and kayakfishingradio.com.
Yeah, I love garbage fish.
And kayakfishingradio.com. Be excited.
What do I say?
This is your moment to shine, Savannah. I love kayakfishingradio.com. Say it with enthusiasm.
I love kayakfishing.com.
Pretty close. That
works.
That was good.
That works.
That'd go.
All right. All right, folks. That is, I guess, Savannah Pool.
Yep.
The high hook, big time trophy garbage fish fisher woman. With garbage
She's
fisher.
Big game. She's big game.
I'm good at crabbing,
big game fisher woman.
Yep.
Cool. You know, and you know, that's what kayak fishing radio and kayak fishing and fishing in general is all about, folks, is getting the younger generations out there, you know, out there fishing and enjoying the sport and the money pit that we all enjoy. So, all right. Thank you, Savannah.
You're welcome. Bye.
You have a great night. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Hey, Mark, the tournament this year, just to throw this in, we raised 30,000, enough to buy 30,000 clams for the Barnegat Bay, which is really
awesome.
The brunt of what we do and why we do it, just to put clams back in the bay, which are slowly dissipating, as we all know, due to the water quality. And so we did that. We had fun, but we raised enough to put a lot of little guys back in there and keep fighting the good fight and keep the water clean.
Guys are great over there, man. They do a great job over there at Reclaim the Bay. Work hard.
Yeah, they're awesome. They're all volunteers, mostly retired folks. And they go to classes and meetings, and they teach. You know, it's mostly teaching kids about the importance of keeping the waters clean and all that. And
right.
In addition to the hard work they do raising the clams, so we put some clams back in the bay. We caught some fish.
Definitely. Yeah, and you know the bay down, Chesapeake Bay down here has a huge oyster restocking, and since they started really getting into it. In the past couple of years, the water clarity in the bay and the Atlantic, and the outlying bay area is just, feet over teacups.
The population of oysters in the Chesapeake used to be able to turn over the entire water contents in 7 days.
Yep.
In the 30s. And as they started becoming, the 50s, becoming susceptible to the two bacterias and started going away. We kind of lost that. So they're putting it back. Yeah, it's important work.
Yeah. And I live right down the road from Lynn Haven Inlet. If you guys could get your hands on some Lynn Haven oysters, you're talking some of the biggest dang oysters I have ever had the enjoyment of eating. And they're sweet.
All right, well, you look us up with a supplier, and Greg will drive down there because he's the oyster... The oyster aficionado of the crew.
All right. Well,
good,
come on down here, man. I'll get you a kayak.
Collingwoods every Wednesday night. Bucket Chuck night here in Collingwoods, New Jersey. And 15 different oysters from all over.
Yeah, we've got Lynn Haven oysters. We've got Eastern Shore. You got, I can't think of the dang name. You got Keith Henry Styles. York River has some great ones. James River, you got the regular bay oysters, which are actually deep water oysters. Those are the cool ones. They're not very big, but when you open up the shell, that mother of pearl is always like a deep, dark purple, and it's just wild looking. And
getting hungry.
Thing. Oh man. Oh man. I gotta start a life.
My dad just showed up here with 50 clams for me, and he's holding them in the kitchen, staring at me.
Don't say that. We worked so hard to put them back, and here we are eating them.
Oh, yeah. That's how you join.
We're gonna crush 50 of them right now.
No doubt.
little cherry stones.
Yeah, actually, these are little necks.
Wow. And I have to apologize, folks, with the noise in the background. That would be my daughter doing all she can to get my attention.
Yeah. Yep.
Am I the only one that got rid of the kids tonight?
Yeah, I think you did.
Yeah, unfortunately. So, Hammerhead, Greg, Crisp, you have any questions for the garbage men and woman who just probably went to bed?
Yeah, actually, I did. Couple guys up on the New England kayak fishing website were talking this week about heading out and chasing some dogfish this weekend. So was sort of reading through some of the cleaning tips and stuff while you were talking from your website. What's the best way to preserve those fish? You talk about cleaning them, right away on the boat. We don't really have too much of that option out on the kayak in the middle of the water. So what would you recommend?
Do you have ice? Yes, you really
ice.
Don't really bring up. The best thing to do is just to bleed them. Dogfish, like most shark species, ray and skate species, they don't have a typical urinary tract. So they process a lot of their waste. They process through their bloodstream, which a lot of it ends up going through their skin. So as they lay, if you're going to keep a fish, The longer you keep it, the more the blood seeps into the meat. So the best way to do it is just eviscerate them. Blood, you know, if you can just collar them, you know, bleed them out.
Yeah.
You're good. You should be good to go.
Okay.
For a few hours anyway before, you know, you start. They will start. That's why people. Nobody eats blue shark. Everybody catches them. And it's similar to dogfish. Everybody catches them because everybody throws them back. And you can go on to Frank Mundus, the namesake behind Captain Quint on the Jaws. There's actually a website. I think it's frankmundus.com. And the guy has a recipe for doing blue shark. But you just have to, you know, you got to prep and handle the meat properly. And if you do, it's good eating meat. But again, it's unlike mako and unlike thresher, which do have kidneys and do process, you know, the urea normally. Blue shark, dogfish, skate, those fish will, you know, basically you'll develop an ammonia smell in the meat over time, but it's not as bad as everybody thinks. So what Greg and I do usually when we're on a boat is we'll skin them. And if we can't skin them right there, if the fishing, you know, because that takes some time, we'll just bleed them and throw them on ice and they're good to go. But I think if you are on a kayak and you can bleed, you can just, you know, you got a knife, collar
like
them.
Like a tuna, hit them right beside the side fins and just bleed them out. And
like you would a tuna.
Nice blood behind your kayak. And
yep.
Cool. All right, we got another caller in the show, area code 727. You're live on Kayak Fishing Radio Mid-Atlantic.
Hey, Mark, it's Rob. I'm just listening, man.
Hey, it's Rob of Bad Bad Cast.
How you doing?
Host
good.
Of the
interesting
host of the
info.
Tuesday night show. But remember, folks, catch the Bad Bad Cast live Tuesday nights on kayakfishingradio.com at 8 p.m. Definitely want to check that out.
Thank you.
The show is kind of dry. Come on.
Dry?
Man, yeah, this the studio is giving me some real fits. So, definitely, you know. Yeah, Rob, I mean, we've got Greg Poole and Brian, forgot his last name, with GarbageFish.com.
Awesome. That's some pretty interesting information.
Yeah. Now, do you have any questions for him, Rob?
No, not offhand. I just jumped on and started listening, man. So it's cool. You don't mind if I just listen, do you?
No, that's fine. Actually, what kind of garbage fish do you have down in Tampa?
Oh, what kind of garbage fish? The Bad Backcast garbage can slam is always a lizard fish, a sail cat. And I would say, what's the other always popular one? I don't know, maybe an oyster toad or something, or a gulf toadfish.
$7.50 a pound they're getting for those on the Delaware Bay.
Wow.
The toadfish, yeah, nobody can believe that, but I guess there's a pretty decent fishery there for them.
Really?
Yeah.
I can catch a bag full of them things. I'm going to the Delaware Bay after I'm fishing. Only about 4 hours.
Right. They must grow them big there. We don't get them too large here, so I think I'd have to catch a hell of a lot to get $7.50 a pound. But, you know, like a lot of the fish down there, they all eat the same thing, so a lot of them taste the same. They're good eating as well.
Yeah. I catch 3, 4, 5 pounders down here, man.
Do you really?
Big, gnarly. Yeah, man. Big, gnarly, nasty. Tasty.
As we say,
delicious.
As we say here, it looks like crap, tastes like chicken.
There you go. I'm going to get that tattooed on my butt.
Thanks for the Polaroid.
Oh, anytime, man. Oh, if you saw my bald butt right now, woo, you'd be like, oh, nightmares.
Yeah, I need therapy now. I'll get over it.
I mean, who doesn't need therapy?
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
Hey, so. Did you ask Greg about his the world's only bulletproof kayak?
Yeah, I have.
Yeah, we went over that. We did talk about that.
Yeah, I came in late. I'm sorry.
I think
I
am jealous.
A podcast by accident.
Yes, you were.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean that's you know, I I personally, if like I said, if you can figure out a way to make one into a sit-on-top kayak and like the Wilderness Systems ride style, dude, they'd be selling like hotcakes.
Oh, yeah.
Well, that's
a
free
material thing.
Poor
college student thing, getting the free Kevlar, that's what made it work.
And you are from the Trenton area, so I think that inspired it, you know, it's a bulletproof type of vessel that you can, you know, you can fish and paddle and be relatively impervious to, you know, any type of gunplay. It happens.
But then again, that is very true.
We've got on the website, there's some video of Greg and I fishing Trenton. And there's a great striper run that comes through in the spring. Amazing striper run. Because the Delaware River is a big breeder river. It's a catch and release fishery as they chase the herring up. And there's some fun sights and sounds in the background. You'd never believe we're catching these big fish and fishing not far away from urban activity.
Oh yeah, urban fishing,
Makes
man.
Makes Bridge.
Yeah, right there with Ike and Ellie. But you know, that's why we kayak fish too, man. You have no idea how many.
He's from Cherry Hill,
though.
He's from the country club. We're the Trenton's. He's the Cherry Hill is that's Beverly Hills.
Oh yeah.
Compared to Trenton, I'm a fan of his, but yeah, I'd love to take him fishing in Trenton with Greg. Greg runs his right up there, puts us on fish, and you can only see the video to truly appreciate what we do up there, but it is on the website if you want to check it out.
Yeah. Cool. You have no idea how many little, you know, like right next to the freeway, how if you look, you know, through the tree line, you can see those little ponds, you know, just sitting there, and you always go, I wonder if there's ever fish in there. I can tell you, in the Hampton Roads region down here in Virginia Beach and North Carolina, I fished in many, many of them, and I've been thrown off many, many of them by the cops, you know, yelling at me from the side of the road, you know, hey, is this your truck? Parked on the side of the freeway. Yeah? Well, you got about 5 minutes before it gets towed. Okay. Catching bass and catfish and crappie and everything else. You know, that's why, you know, kayak fishing's... I don't like going in boats anymore because it's not as fun as paddling around. Plus, I'm saving a buttload of money on car insurance by switching to Geico. So, cool, guys. Do you guys have any shameless plugs next to the clam guys? I see you guys have some restaurants and, you know, websites, baits, small children. You guys want to plug?
Well, I don't want to plug any small children, but I do. Recommend if you're down in one of the things on the website, there's a place and you're in the Baltimore area. You got to go to Captain Larry's. Everybody talks crab cakes. It's the best crab cake on earth. I've eaten them everywhere, and that's nobody really pays us to do anything. So you know, I don't really feel that inclined to plug anybody else, but. If you go to Baltimore and you want a real crab cake, Captain Larry's, just check out their website. The link is on garbagefish.com. But there's a – Greg, what do you got?
You know, I would give Tom White a plug. Tom White is a guy that lives down in Chipotle, New Jersey, who taught me how to design plugs and build plugs on a lathe. And he's starting to sell some of his plugs, which are real, real high-end custom stuff. So, Tom White. I don't know if Tom's got a website out yet, but
you can Google him. You just Google Tom White surf plugs, cedar plugs. You'll find some amazing.
That's true.
Amazing custom surf plugs by one of the smaller custom maker, but like some of the best stuff you've seen. And the guy does a lot of cool stuff for the kids too at your class.
Yeah, it's a great job. I mean,
Greg,
showed me a lot.
Talk about that, man. All right, you were saying something about kids making plugs?
Yeah. I teach at a middle school and a woodshop teacher and doing it for a while and was looking for a change of pace and some cool projects to do. And I was down at the beach and hanging out with my kids and in August thinking about the upcoming school year and a lady I know who's there on the beach, and her husband, she's the Tom White's wife, turns out. And I know her and him through through things. Anyway, she said, you ought to go see Tom. He's in his garage right now. He makes these great little great plugs. I said, yeah, I heard. Anyway, I went over there, went in his garage, and I spent the next 3 days with a video camera and a notepad, and he walked me through from cutting the wood, block of cedar, all the way down to spinning them and applying the epoxy. And we've incorporated into the curriculum for the seventh graders, and I mean, unbelievable. We had a nice write-up in the Fisherman magazine. Bob Misak did a nice article. And Field and Stream came down and did fieldandstream.com did a 17-pager on the class and building the plugs.
Yeah, there's a real nice article in Field and Stream about the class that he does. And, I mean, they actually have seventh graders turning out beautiful surf plugs. And Tom White sort of, Tom and Greg kind of work with them, but it's pretty impressive.
Great
operation.
Guy. Comes up all the time and shows me how, you know, does demonstrations for the class. But we're up and running, and we build some really nice plugs. These kids do a great job, and they're 13, 14, 15 years old.
Awesome.
And
that's very cool, man.
Yeah, you can fieldandstream.com/plugschool.
Or okay. You can just go to fieldandstream.com and just look up Greg Poole, and that comes up. Because I did that this week. There's a Playgirl magazine had called, and they wanted some information on you, and I was able to give them some background.
Oh,
yeah.
Definitely. No,
so you got that going
for
you.
That's definitely not one of those centerfolds I want to see, but...
future article.
But
future article.
That, yeah. Greg Poole's new wooden plug. I can just see the picture now. Greg standing there with a big 12-inch popping plug, you know, kind of doing the surprise look. I just gave myself a nightmare.
Well, I didn't see it going there. I really need therapy now.
I think Mr. Bad Backass is on the floor in convulsions going, what are you doing?
It is a cool read, though, and it's a great class, because you figure the napkin holders that you made when you were in 7th and 8th grade, these kids are actually turning out, you know, hardcore plugs, hardcore use, and there's some great pictures. There's good photos on Garbage Fish of it, too. The articles of Field and Stream, I think you can get the article through Garbage Fish, I'm not sure, but they, yeah, it's all on Field and Stream. It's beautiful work.
All right.
Joe Cermelli
well,
did
then,
a nice article. Yeah.
Well, then, Greg, I'm going to send you a future invitation. I do a couple of radio shows about once every 2 months on, you know, custom bait building, you know, rods and soft plastics, which is my forte. I make a lot of different soft plastics. And I'm starting to get into plug building myself. So definitely would like you to have you on to on a future date to talk about plug building. I think it's LGB. Hey, Rob, who's that guy who makes those insane plugs up in Carolina?
That would be Tommy Ellis.
Tommy
following
Ellis.
Ghost at blogspot.com. If you just look or Google following Ghost, you can see I have some of his stuff, and he makes some awesome topwater plugs, prop baits, and poppers, and things of that nature, man. And he does a great job, and paints all hand paints them all. They're beautiful.
Yeah.
Give him, you know, get in contact with that guy if you're looking for put together a panel of custom plug building or something like that. He's really good, man.
He was on the chat room, and I didn't get a chance to say hello like I usually do. Thank you, Haley, for ruining my show. That was my daughter again. Miss attention. That's definitely something you need to get on there. And, Brian, not to feel you left out, we do a recipe show. You know, we have people call in and, you know, explain recipes and stuff like that, and then we're going to put the recipes actually onto the Kayak Fishing Radio website. This way people can see them and, you know, listen to it and then hear it and then read it. so they have a, you know, visual and learning, listening thing. So definitely another invitation out to you, Brian.
Sounds great. Sounds fun.
Yeah, I'm rambling now, so it's time to go. All right, folks.
Yeah.
Again, this is Greg Poole and Brian, forgot his last name again. Sorry, man.
Lodge team.
And Lodge. Lodge and Hammer. Yeah.
Lodge Bird.
Okay. From GarbageFish.com. Definitely check them out. Definitely support them. And the Claim in the Bay folks up there in Jersey. All right, guys. Thank you again for coming on. Greg, absolute pleasure. Brian, hope you never call
Mark,
again.
Mark, thanks.
Kidding.
Thanks, Mark. Yeah,
definitely,
it.
Greg.
Take care.
You too,
all
man.
Right.
All right, Brian. Thank you. All right, folks. Again, that was Greg Poole and Brian Rodstein. Rod something. And Brian, I was trying not to offend you. It was a joke. I really wish you'd call back at some future date. It was an absolute pleasure to have you. All right, folks. Greg, I mean, they were some awesome guys right there, man.
Yeah, they were. Yeah, they seemed like some good guys.
Definitely.
Interesting stuff. So have to try out some of the recipes. Their site's pretty nice, and been flipping through it here.
Have you seen their pinups yet?
Oh, yeah. I mistakenly went to that page. definitely don't browse it at lunch at work.
I know we could hear the screams coming from Chip's house right about now. No!
You're the reason that there's an explicit warning on Blog Talk Radio for a kayak fishing radio then.
Is there?
I swear, I tuned in one night via Internet Explorer, and I went to Blog Talk Radio, you know, to try to sign in and everything, and there was it said explicit right over one of our whoever show it was. I was trying to get in there and log into the chat room before everything got moved over to kayakfishingradio.com. And it said explicit, and I was like, really?
Oh no, I've never sworn. I don't think I have actually. And my jokes are kind of, you know, they make you cringe, and then you know you know you shouldn't laugh, but you laugh anyway because you go, oh, I can't believe you just said that. Oh my god! One of those moments.
Yeah, I mean we get kind of, you know, a little bit borderline, but I don't think we do anything, you know, improper, you know, as far as our language or
yeah,
anything like
and,
that.
And I know, you know, I haven't received any emails going, I can't believe you said that yet.
Yeah.
But I probably will at some point.
Yeah.
And
that's okay.
But you know what? I don't get paid enough to care in a sense because we don't get paid at all. We do this for free. For all y'all wonderful folks out there. Anyway, now I'm just rambling. I got to get off the air. All right, folks. We have Rob, a bad backcast. Rob, man, you going fishing this weekend?
Absolutely, man. I'm going tarpon fishing.
Jealousy.
You don't get them that far north, do you?
Yeah, we do. We have
our own
tarpon stock up here on the Eastern Shore. And they barely
get fished. Migrate?
Yeah, they migrate from Florida. There was a tagging project done 2 years ago, and they just came out with it the other day, and they actually migrate every year from Florida all the way up to Virginia, and they're thinking that they're spawning up here.
No kidding.
Which seems kind of weird, but...
Well, they spawn offshore, so if you got some really deep water over 200 feet, then there's a probably good chance that may be true.
You know, and you know, it almost makes sense because they said they head out in the Gulf Stream. I bet you these are fish that get caught in the Gulf Stream, get shoved all the way up here, and then they kind of find their way into the Eastern Shore of Virginia. And, folks, you want to talk about some big, honking silver kings. I know I've had a guy who went out fishing for them who's a major major tarpon fisherman down in Florida in the Keys area. He said he's never seen tarpon this damn big because we don't
That's
really
awesome.
Get tarpon all that much. And they're really not, you know, they haven't really seen a lot of baits, the ones that stay up here during the winter. So they're pretty dumb. And awesome fight. Awesome fight. But anyway. All right. Cool, man. Jealous.
Yeah, that's my, you know, just going out off the beach, you know, going out one of the passes there and going to wait for them. And, you know, this time of year, there's a line at, you know, it's not like a constant line of tarpon, but you get a pool, you know, a pod of, you know, 5, 6, 10 fish, sometimes 15 fish, you know, they just show up, though. You can see them rolling and they're coming. It's like a conveyor belt, man, and you just sit out there and you wait for them, you know. And, you know, that's the plan this weekend. So hopefully nothing too big. You know, 70-80-pound fish would be perfect for a kayak, but any bigger than that, and it turns into a long, hard, harrowing day.
Oh, yeah. And you might actually get some points for kayak wars, man.
Yeah, I know. Imagine that. Get in there in
and
a
that,
big
that,
way.
You know, you're going to hear, you know, the angels sing and hell freezes over.
I know.
I'm kidding, man. I'm kidding.
Oh.
But best of luck,
say,
man.
Mark, when was the last time you posted a fish?
You know what? When I get a chance to get back out, I will. thanks, Greg, for depressing me even more. My low self-esteem is at an all-time low. So you going fishing this weekend, Greg?
Yes, I am. Gonna try to head out Friday night, Saturday morning. Start off chasing some stripers, and then see if we can't find some bluefish, and maybe even venture into some deeper water and chase some dogfish. So.
Awesome.
I want to get some bluefish, man.
Well, get your butt up here to Virginia, man. I'll get you on as many bluefish as you want.
You know, they still haven't really shown up in numbers up in Boston yet. There's a few schools kicking around, but they haven't chased the mackerel away, and mackerel, just read a report, are even possibly increasing in numbers when normally they start to dwindle in August. So, yeah, hopefully we can find some.
Oh, man, I love mackerel. Oh, man, now I'm really hungry, man. Freaking, I grew up as a kid eating, you know, pickled mackerel and, you know, stuff like that, man. Just big old thing of rye bread. An onion, some good deli mustard.
Dude, right now, it's like Spanish mackerel season down here.
I've been catching Spaniards
doing.
Here. But no,
that's
I'm talking
I'm
about
is,
Boston mackerel.
Oh, Boston mackerel, okay. Totally different deal. All I heard
was
mackerel.
Big greenback.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, those
Spanish. Yeah, these are, you know, we basically use them as bait, but you can do some things with them. Bring the bait home afterwards if you don't go through them all. But they work really well for catching stripers.
Oh yeah,
so.
Yeah. That's one of my favorite diving plugs. Is a the greenback with the stripes down the side. Dives to about 10 feet. Throw that from the surf. Hold on, because when the mackerel are around, so the stripers and the blues and the squid and I gotta stop. I need to go fishing. Cool, man. Well, best of luck to you, Greg. Hope you catch a big one. And cool. Hope to talk to you soon.
Sounds good.
All right. And I'll give my plans this weekend work. I'm hoping I at least get a day off. Get to go fishing here soon. It's killing me. My on the water therapy sessions have been taking us back seat, and I'm suffering for it now. So
what's
that's
the
my
deal,
report.
Man? I feel like I'm the only kayak fishing radio host that goes fishing, man. Chip hasn't been fishing. Chuck hasn't been fishing. Isaac can't fish because of his back. And now you're not fishing. What the heck?
Well, yeah. due to the things that happened early in the week, I was having plans, but had to put them in the back burner.
I'm just giving you crap.
Oh, I know.
Buddy.
I know. And not all of us can work for, a job where we can take off a bunch of time and stuff like that. So.
All right, man.
Hang on. I got to do this right. Hang on. Just for you. Come on. Work with me. Where you at? Where'd you go? I have one more for you. There it is. And we can't do this, folks.
Can't touch this.
That was just for you, Rob, because we cannot touch that. Because you're actually going fishing.
All right, man.
Jealousy.
Got to. I tell you, if I can't get out at least once a week, I'm pulling out chest hair, man.
Yeah, man, I'm the same way. Now people text me, is it the Trash Fish Show right now? Yes, it is the Trash Fish Show, folks. And that is for you, Rick. That's the show we're talking about. That's the live show. And you're actually catching the end of it. All right, folks. That was an inside thing, folks. That is the end of the show. We've gone an hour and 15 minutes. My kids are looking at me weird. My wife's giving me the nest glare. And with that, we'll call it a day. I'd like to say thanks to YakAngler.com, your ultimate kayak fishing resource. Definitely check them out. Every kayak fishing radio host is a member, and you should be too. So definitely check them out. Go to IrishWaterDogs.com. Brave the waves where giants tremble. Definitely a great website, a great group of people with the Irish Water Dogs Invitational in October. One of the only invitational kayak tournaments I know of. Definitely check them out. Great apparel. The hats are great. They're fireproof too. Enough about that. Check out kayakbassfishing.com and Kayak Bass Fishing TV. Definitely some cool stuff there. Great info. That's where I saw the Ride 115. Folks, if you haven't checked out that boat and you're looking for a kayak around 11-foot size for lakes and rivers and stuff like that, definitely check out the Ride 115. Also at kayakbassfishing.com. Definitely check them out. Also, check out yakdaddy.net, home of the slider. You can receive 10% off your next purchase by inputting 0854 as your promo code. And pick up a slider, folks. If you haven't used one or never seen one, definitely check that out. You will not be disappointed. Definitely check that out. Definitely check that out. PFDs. I haven't mentioned PFDs all show. And guess what? I'm going to get my PFD fix in. Wear your PFD, 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 wear your PFD. Hey, Greg, I'm not sure if I mentioned wearing my PFD.
Now you have.
Okay, I have now. So, folks, wear your PFDs, please. You know, even in these hot summer months, you know, you have to wear your PFDs. This is when, you know, people on jet skis are out, you know, and the elusive jet ski is a formidable predator. So please wear your PFDs. Also drink lots of water, folks. Stay safe and check out our other shows. We have the brand new Redfish Chuck show on Monday nights at 8 p.m. Redfish Chuck Levi down in Titusville talking about fishing that Mosquito Lagoon area, or as Rob likes to call Mecca. Definitely check that out. Also, we have the Rob A Bad Badcast live show Tuesday nights at 8 p.m. Same place. Great show there. It follows Rob's blog and definitely a great show there. Tuesday nights. 10 p.m., 7 Eastern. 10 Pacific, if I made that right. Woo. Man,
no.
I'm really tired.
It's 10 Eastern, 7 Pacific.
10 Eastern, 7 Pacific. Thank you. Is the West Coast show. Hang on, I'm going to... Come on, come on. Man, the studio is really screwed up today, man. Definitely check out the West Coast show.
Welcome to Kayak Fishing Radio West, your show for all things kayak fishing in Oregon, Washington, California, and beyond. Now, here's your host, Isaac the Nothing Miller.
Definitely check out Isaac the Nothing Miller. A great show there. He is currently out in the outdoor retailer show, what I like to call Mecca. You want to talk about every kayak company and their mother are out there right now showing off their new products. So hopefully here soon, most likely tomorrow night, we'll get an update from Isaac, and it'll be great. Now you're listening to the Wednesday night Kayak Fishing Radio Mid-Atlantic show. Man, we got to really organize these sound bites, man.
There you go.
Yes, folks. It's the Kayak Fishing Radio Mid-Atlantic show. Check me out, 8 p.m. Wednesday nights, Eastern Standard Time. And then we have the big show, the hot show, the original show, Kayak Fishing Radio, hosted by the nothing, the great Chip Treehugger Gibson. Man, I almost screwed that up and said Isaac's name again. Whew. Definitely check out Chip's show. And like I said, it is the original Kayak Fishing Radio show. That's where all the big things come out with the, you know, the Kayak Angler of the Year nominations and voting here coming up. So definitely check out the show tomorrow night. It's definitely going to be a good one. Just like every other show that we have, folks, every show with the Kayak Fishing Radio team is always a great show. So definitely tune in. Remember, you can get all of our shows off of podcasts from kayakfishingradio.com. So you definitely need to listen up. And with that, folks, I'd like to bid adieu. Thank you, Rob. Thank you, Greg, for listening and tuning in. I'd like to thank Greg Poole and Brian with GarbageFish.com. Definitely check them out. And, guys, I'm going to shamelessly plug you all you want. Thank you again for coming on. It was an absolute pleasure. I've been talking about you guys to all my friends for the past two or three weeks, actually. And, again, thank you for coming on. With that, folks, be safe, wear your PFDs, take a kid fishing, and tight lines, folks. Good night.